Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Police Dossier, It is the British Who Murder Our Presidents, by Robert Ingraham and Barbara Boyd, is a short investigative polemic that presents an alternative reading of major episodes in American political history. Framed as a police dossier rather than a conventional scholarly monograph, it argues that the British Empire has repeatedly acted behind the scenes in the assassination of key American presidents and in efforts to shape U.S. political destiny. The book focuses especially on Abraham Lincoln, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy, while also connecting its historical argument to contemporary concerns about Donald Trump. Its purpose is not neutral historical reconstruction, but a forceful challenge to accepted explanations, intended for readers skeptical of mainstream narratives about power, empire, finance, and political violence. Because of that framing, the book sits at the intersection of political history, anti-imperial critique, and partisan commentary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a British Empire theory of presidential assassination. The book's central claim is that the British Empire has been the hidden force behind the killing of major American presidents. Rather than treating Lincoln, McKinley, and Kennedy as isolated historical tragedies, it links them through a common imperial pattern. This gives the book its organizing logic. Assassination is presented not as random violence or lone actor crime, but as a strategic instrument of geopolitical control. That thesis is what makes the work distinctive, because it reinterprets familiar events through an anti-British lens and asks readers to reconsider the political meaning of presidential murder. The argument is intentionally sweeping, and it is designed to connect past and present in one continuous narrative of foreign interference. Secondly, recasting Lincoln and McKinley as victims of imperial conflict. A major part of the book is its attempt to revisit the assassinations of Abraham Lincoln and William McKinley as episodes tied to broader struggles over national development. Lincoln is treated as a president associated with sovereign economic policy, while McKinley is connected to America's rise as an industrial power. The authors use these cases to argue that attacks on presidents were also attacks on a policy direction that threatened imperial interests. This approach matters because it shifts attention away from the assassin alone and toward the political environment surrounding the crime. By doing so, the book tries to show that presidential assassination can function as a method of stopping a nation's economic and strategic course, not merely removing one leader. Thirdly, John F. Kennedy and the continuity of anti-imperial conflict. The book places John F. Kennedy in the same historical line as Lincoln and McKinley, suggesting that his death fits a recurring pattern of conflict between American independence and external power. Kennedy is not simply used as another example of political violence, but as evidence that same deeper forces were still operating in the 20th century. This is an important move because Kennedy's assassination is one of the most contested events in modern American history, and the book builds on that controversy to argue for continuity across generations. The result is a narrative in which imperial networks adapt over time while pursuing the same objective, preventing presidents who resist financial or geopolitical control from fully reshaping the country. Fourthly, Donald Trump as the contemporary test case. The book is explicitly written in the context of the threat the authors see around Donald Trump. Trump is presented as a modern American leader comparable to Washington, Lincoln, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Kennedy, and the book argues that any harm to him should be understood through the same historical framework used for earlier presidential killings. This makes the book more than retrospective history. It is also a warning document. Its political purpose is to encourage readers to see contemporary legal, media, and institutional conflict as part of a larger struggle over sovereignty. Whether or not one accepts the premise, the structure is clear. Trump becomes the present-day test of whether the alleged imperial pattern still exists. Lastly, a pamphlet-style critique of finance, intelligence, and official history. The book is presented as a compact investigative pamphlet rather than a full-length academic study, and that format shapes its method. It draws together references to financial elites, anarchist networks, intelligence influence, and imperial policy to challenge mainstream historical explanations. Instead of building a detached archival argument, it aims for urgency and synthesis, offering a compressed political interpretation designed for immediate persuasion. This gives the work its strongest appeal for readers who want a direct counter-narrative to official history, but it also explains why some readers view it as polemical or too brief. In that sense, the book is not only about assassination theories. It is also about how history itself is narrated, contested, and used as a political weapon. In conclusion, this book will most likely appeal to readers interested in political history, imperial critique, alternative interpretations of presidential assassinations, and the ideological world surrounding Robert Ingraham and Barbara Boyd's Promethean Action. It is especially relevant for readers who want a compact, argument-driven text that ties historical episodes to present-day concerns about Donald Trump and foreign influence. Its practical value lies less in balanced historiography than in showing how a polemical historical case is constructed. It demonstrates how selective evidence, political framing, and continuity arguments can be used to produce a strong revisionist thesis. Intellectually, it can be useful for readers who want to examine how conspiracy-oriented or anti-imperial narratives are built and why they resonate with certain audiences. What sets it apart from similar books is its unusually direct claim that the British Empire, rather than vague hidden forces, is the consistent actor behind a series of American presidential deaths. That blunt framing, combined with its pamphlet form, gives the book a sharper and more urgent profile than many works in the same genre. If you would like to support Robert Ingraham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.